You are listening to the Remotepreneurs Podcast. Here, you'll learn how to adapt to a new future of doing business remotely by listening to interviews with the new breed of entrepreneurs called Remotepreneurs. Now, welcome your host, a remotepreneur that came from the factories to building multiple location independent incomes all remotely, Philip Ville Stankowski.
Hello, remotepreneurs. This is your host, Philip Will. I just wanted to let you know that this type of episode that you're going to listen is basically a summarized lesson that I learned from a specific guest. And I already created a blog article. And this is basically a voice blog article that I want to test out and just make it easy for you guys to learn and implement whatever it's on the specific episode right away. So I would appreciate if you guys can share this episode with a friend or a family member that is actually trying to switch to remote working and become a remotepreneur, because let's face it, after COVID-19, we are going to be mandatory remote. So this is definitely lessons that you should learn. And I would appreciate, again, if you just share it with a friend. Let them know why they should listen and leave a review on Apple Podcasts. By the way, I'm running a giveaway. Anybody that leaves a written podcast review on Apple Podcasts, they can just send me a screenshot to my Instagram at remotepreneurs and we can schedule a free sales consulting call. I'll just help out to build your sales skills. Again, thank you and enjoy the episode and start implementing the lessons.
Just be yourselves and the rest will follow. When you realize the power behind this expression, you will rediscover the power you have in you. We've all been in that place in our lives. The place where we hide and lie to ourselves. The pressure of being successful comes mostly from social media. Every day we spend our lives scrolling up and down, watching other people's videos, IG stories, posts, and we ask ourselves, why don't I live like that? Or what's wrong with me? Then you get yourself tangled in the web that I call FVR. Fake virtual reality. FVR is a place that exists online and lets people create their perfect selves. It gives you the power to play God. If you don't like your body, there are programs and software to help you get the body you want. If you don't like where you live, you go somewhere else and you keep 324 pictures you took that day, and you post them online, but not all at once, you post each day a different picture to get more likes. If you don't like someone, there's the option to mute, block, or delete someone from your account. The evil thing that FVR does to us is making us believe that we need to live to somebody else's standards. That's how you feel empty even when you are at the peak of your career and making tons of money. As Henri David says, you get the golden handcuffs. Your hands are stuck, you can't move, you don't like what you're doing even if it's a great success. Now, you think to yourself, I want to sell my expertise, but I don't know what and to whom I will sell it. Keep on reading to break free from the golden handcuffs. He was making money and wasn't happy. I call that golden handcuffs. It's the same when you have a 9-to-5 job, you make a lot of money, but you're still not happy, and you are not fulfilled. Henri David's. Be honest and raw first to yourself, how people pick up on energies and fakeness. Have you ever seen the spark in a person's eyes when they talk about something they love? Well, I have. It's priceless. Social media is easily accessible, and that means anybody can log in. Anybody can go online and say what they want to say, and present what they want to offer. I see social media today as a pool of sharks that are hungry for attention and they do whatever it takes to get ahead. That's not always a good thing. That creates illusions. Henri gives a great example of that. He has traveled the world and seen the world's most amazing places. Not all of them are as glamorous as you think. Entrepreneurs that say that work remotely and live in Bali are not always the most successful people. Their success has an expiration date because they only focus on selling instead of investing in their actual service. They go client to client, not thinking about who their client is and what they need. People can pick on fake characters like that. People that are just looking to sell their service are not thinking of the value they're giving. Being truthful, honest, and raw are traits that last. They bring more value than anything. They are sustainable. It's the final layer that nobody can peel off and they are here to stay. People that are real and raw are going to make. People are starting to wake up. Henri Davids. How to find your true passion, the key to building a sustainable coaching business. Dig deep. We all have that one special place inside ourselves where we store our finest qualities. Qualities are earned and built from experience, heartache, failure, conquests, victories, and losses. It's the ultimate buildup of our life's experience, and this will be the core of your teaching programs. Remember that the programs you're going to sell need to be informative enough to make a difference in somebody else's life. That's no joke. People need to trust you because they are investing their hard-earned money. Coaching or teaching is a service that people pay for getting their ROI in themselves. In a way, they want you to bring the best version of themselves. When you know your craft, people will follow. If you want to be a business coach, try working pro bono for different companies, get your hands dirty in the actual industry, read and ask questions. If you want to be a fitness coach, push yourself, know your diet, study methods, explore different weight loss programs and options. If you want to be a dating coach, ask people questions, listen to them and their problems, read books on dating and psychology, get into the nooks and crannies of people's love problems. You can even get the core of teaching by signing up for Henri Davids and Gavin Dondies' teaching program Teach on Your Terms and the advice you need from people that already walk the hard path to entrepreneurship. When people come to us, we find out what is their passion, what is their gifts, and how do they want to help people? Henri Davids. What can teaching bring you? The return of giving back to others. Education is power. Teaching online became a trend in the last few years thanks to online courses and teaching programs. Whatever your skills are, you can now manifest your wisdom and knowledge to anybody willing to listen. Teaching can be hard, but it's one of the most nurturing industries. It makes a change in the world and people's lives. People become better, they start to feel more confident, they begin to love themselves and live up to their full potential. There is nothing more rewarding to know that somebody is fulfilling their potential because of you. You were able to break a piece of your passion and give it to others. There is a powerful saying, happiness is the only thing that multiplies when you share it. The same goes for wisdom because learning is a never-ending cycle. That goes for the teacher as well because you can always learn something from someone. What have you learned from us?
Thanks for listening. Subscribe to the podcast to be the first to hear new episodes. And if you feel that this episode provided you with value, we invite you to share this podcast with a friend that is trying to escape the matrix and create his or her own remote economy. Visit remotepreneurs.com and join the email list to receive this episode's show notes and a welcoming gift.